Hello and welcome to this week's charts. It's the 15th of September 2023. I will be running down the top 40 singles and top 40 albums and the top 40 film charts here in the UK. And this is first published by theofficialcharts.com. Alright, so here comes the top 40. At 40, Miley Cyrus, Flowers. 39, Oliver Anthony Music, Rich Men North of Richmond. 38, Selena Gomez, Single Soon. 37, Jazzy, Feel It. At 36, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Miracle. New entry at 35, Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion and Bongos. New entry at 34, Rolling Stones, Angry. 33, Anatole Adbel, Boulder. Relax my eyes. 32, Anna Lang and Roro, Good Love. 31, John Cook featuring Latto, 7. At 30, Luke Combs, Fast Car. 29, Stormzy and Ray, The Weeknd. 28, new entry, Leanne featuring Ira Starr, My Love. 27, Boot featuring Slate, Closer. 26, Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. At 25, Burner Boy featuring Dave, Cheat On Me. A new entry at 24, V, Slow Dancing. And at 23, Burner Boy, City Boys. 22, Izzy Cross, Bittersweet Goodbye. 21, Troy Sivan and Rush. At 20, Miley Cyrus, Used to Be Young. 19, Dua Lipa, Dance the Night from the Barbie album. 18 is Charlie XCX, Speed Drive from the Barbie album. At 17, D.O.D., So Much in Love. At 16, Sonny Fodera, M.K. Douglas, Asking. At 15, Dave and Central C, Sprinter. 14, Gunna, Fuck You Mean. At 13, Chase and Status, Boo and Flo Dan, Badadan. At 12, Kenya Grace, Strangers. At 11, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? At 10, Becky Hill, Chasing Status, Disconnect. At 9, Peggy Goo, It Goes Like Na Na Na. At 8, Calvin Harris and Sam Smith, Desire. New entry at 7, Olivia Rodrigo. And the song called Get Him Back. At 6, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. At 5, Casso Ray, D-Block Europe, Prada. At 4, Fred Again, Adore You. At 3, Olivia Rodrigo, Bad Idea, Right. And at 2, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. And number 1 is Doja Cat's Paint the Time Red, and I do believe that is a new entry. So not too bad there for Olivia Rodrigo. 3 songs in the top 10. Here comes the album chart. So here goes then. The top 40 albums in the UK today. At 40, Ed Sheeran, Equals. At 39, Weekend Starboy. 38, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. 37, new entry, Yusuf Days, Black Classical Music. A new entry at 36, Coral, Holy Joe's Coral Island, Medicine Show. 35, Ed Sheeran, Divide. A new entry at 34, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours Live. 33, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. 32, Lucy Capaldi, Divinely Inspired to a Hellish Extent. A re-entry at 31, Ezra Collective, Where Am I Meant to Be? 30, S&A and the album SOS. At 29, Oasis, Time Flies, 1994-2009. New entry at 28, Public Service Broadcasting. And This New Noise. 27, Joel Corry, Another Friday Night. At 26, Queen, Greatest Hits. 25, Michael Jackson, The Essential. 24, Taylor Swift, Speak Now. 23, Taylor Swift, Reputation. 22, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. At 21, ABBA, Gold, The Greatest Hits. At 20, Harry Styles, Harry's House. 19, Taylor Swift, Folklore. At 18, Arctic Monkeys and AM. At 17, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. 16, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. A new entry at 15, Romy and Mid Air. 14, Taylor Swift, 1989. At 13, Taylor Swift, Lover. At 12, Burner Boy, I Told Them. At 11, Taylor Swift, Midnight. At 10, Elton John, Diamonds. A new entry at 9, M. Uncho, My Neighbours Don't Know. At 8, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. At 7, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years, Don't Stop. A new entry at 6, Chemical Brothers, For That Beautiful Feeling. A new entry at 5, Rosin Murphy, Hit Parade. At 4, Weekend, The Highlights. A new entry at 3, Coral and Sea of Mirrors. At 2, Travis Scott, Utopia. And straight into number 1 spot is Olivia Rodrigo and the album called Guts. So Olivia Rodrigo is doing the business right now. And of course, Taylor Swift, many albums in the top 40. And so we'll talk about and run down the film chart. So this is the film chart. This was first produced on the 13th of September 2023. And here we go, top 40. At 40, Downton Abbey, A New Era, re-entry at 39, Bullet Train, re-entry at 38, Scream. Down at 37, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, re-entry at 36, Operation Mincemeat. Down at 35, Elvis. Down at 34, Interstellar. Up to 33, The Shawshank Redemption, re-entry at 32, Residential Evil, Death Island. A re-entry at 31, Jaws. Up to 30, The Meg. Down at 29, Sing 2. Up to 29, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. A re-entry at 27, Where the Crawdads Sing. Down at 26, Megan. Up to 25, Spider-Man, No Way Home. Up to 24, Avatar, The Way of Water. Up to 23, The Pope's Exorcist. A re-entry at 22, Heathers, The Musical. Down at 21, A Man Called Otto. Up to 20, 65. Down at 19, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. Down at 18, The Top Gun, Maverick. Down at 17, Jurassic World, Dominion. Down at 16, The Little Mermaid. Up to 15, The Bogeyman. Up to 14, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. Down at 13, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. Down at 12, John Wick Chapter 4. Down at 11, The Flash. Up at 10, The Equalizer 2. Up at 9, Sisu. Down at 8, The Super Mario Brothers movie. Down at 7, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Down at 6, No Hard Feelings. Down at 5, Transformers Rise of the Beast. Down at 4, Elemental. A New Entry at 3, Meg 2, The Trench. Up to 2, Fast X. And number 1 is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So there is your top 40 films. And we can talk a little bit about the films, as I like to do. There's quite a few in here I've not actually seen. We can talk a little bit about The Shawshank Redemption, going up at 33 there. This is a fantastic film. I think it's quite an older film now, but it's still living very, very well and doing extremely well as well in all the charts. And it's what you guys have bought. This chart is what you guys have bought, downloads, and that's why it's going up at the chart again. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant film all the way through, and even at the end is a bittersweet moment right at the end. So yes, I truly believe that everyone should watch that film. Jaws at 31, re-entry, of course we know Jaws very well, very, very old film. Yeah, it was a good play. I mean, the obviously the real star of that film that came to mind, to everybody's mind, was that guy that got eaten with a big mouth. Yeah, you get people like that in real life, don't you? You know, that think they're something, but actually get found out they're nothing. And that's the tale of his role in the film. You can't go against something, a human being, versus a huge big plastic shark. And that's what it was a plastic shark. But in real life, a human can't, you're not going to be able to beat a shark, are you? I mean, you know, you could have all the guns, you know, at the end of the day, if you look at the film, all he had was was this gun, this shotgun, and a crap boat. I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to go out and say, right, okay, I'm a big head. I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to kill this shark for everybody and make myself look a hero. But I've got to go in a proper boat, and I've got to have all the weaponry that I need. I just didn't do that, did he? Might as well gone out on a dinghy and hit the bloody shark with a bat, a cricket bat. You know, it's not going to happen, is it? So yeah, so that's something, you know, that I took from the film. But it's a re-entry anyway at 31, so people are actually buying it. Where the Crawdads Sing, of course, crawdads are crayfish, aren't they? So I don't really understand that film, so, and I don't understand the title, so I'll have to watch it. I've seen the trailer of Megan at 26 going down there, and it's about I guess it's a humanoid, and as always, I mean, it's a quite perhaps is a good it's a good film. Looks like a great film, by the way, and I'm certainly going to be watching it at some point. But it kind of depicts what's going to happen in the future, because these humanoids will be friendly in the beginning, but then suddenly they'll start changing, and by the time they start changing, that's when they are like multi-billion times more advanced than we could ever be, and would know every single move that we make. So it's a good point to that film, but yes, I'm certainly going to be watching that. Spider-Man: No Way Home. I've not watched that. Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. And that's it for me, I'm afraid. I think the what's the one that quite good? Where he gets bitten by a spider. Must be 4 or something, I don't know. But I can't remember the title, but he was really good. He was good in Spider-Man. I forgot his name, sorry. But he had like curly hair, like smart, very tight curly hair kind of thing. But that was a good film. That blonde, his girlfriend, the blonde girl. That was, I mean, you know, I'm going to give that a big thumbs up. So there's four films that I enjoyed, but I've not seen that No Way Home. At 23, The Pope's Exorcist. I've seen parts of The Pope's Exorcist. I don't know. I mean, I can't say for sure because I've got to watch the whole film. But I think they got the wrong character. I think the wrong guy was in place as the exorcist. He hasn't got the face. He's got like a very childish kind of face. I forgot his name as well, but he's got a very childish face, and too kind of kind. His face is a bit too kind. He probably is a really nice guy, I mean, don't get me wrong here, but for a film like The Exorcist, you need to have someone a bit cold, don't you? A bit sinister, have that kind of sinister look, cold look, and he was too. It was the wrong. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't normally say this, but most directors and whoever's the casting, whoever's in charge of the casting, get it right. I mean, literally get it right on every film I've seen, but this one, they've got it wrong, and that's why it fails for me. The film, from what I can gather, is and the clips I've seen. Seems really rubbish. You can see that they're trying a bit too hard. The storyline isn't there, from what I can. Again, I've not seen the full film, so I have to watch the full film. But yeah, at this time, the only thing I like about The Pope's Exorcist is the trailer. But I'm going to give it some leeway, because I've not seen the full film. I want to see the Macaulay. That looks quite a good film. Top Gun Maverick, I've not seen. I'm not really into Top Gun. I didn't really watch the first one. Jurassic World Dominion. Well, down at 17. I saw the first Jurassic World. It was quite good, actually. I did enjoy that. The first one was quite good. So I don't know. I'll have to watch it to understand it. The Boogeyman, don't know what that's like, but I'm sure that's pretty good. John Wick Chapter 4, I'm not really into John Wick films. The Equalizer 2, not into that. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, I think that's a cartoon one, I think. Elemental, don't know. Meg 2, don't know. Fast X, don't know. And Indiana Jones, I'm not into Indiana Jones whatsoever. So there you go. That's my take on the top 40 films. And there you go. So that's me for now. I hope you'll be returning again next week. I will also do that talk about films as well in the next ones, and the other ones that I do as well, other podcasts I do. But I hope you enjoyed this one. I'm Darren, and you're very welcome to be here. I hope you enjoyed your time, and I'll be back again next Friday or Saturday. All depends on whether they get the chart out in time. And I hope you will join me. So thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend and the rest of your week. Until next Friday, take care, everyone. Stay safe out there.